USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A San Diego military jury finds Navy SEAL Commander Edward Gallagher not guilty in the fatal stabbing of an Islamic State prisoner in Iraq and random shootings of civilians. His lawyer says he's relieved.
Tears of joy.
Absolute joy.
Emotion. Freedom. Absolute euphoria.
Gallagher was only found guilty of posing with a corpse. In Homestead, Florida, lawmakers visited a migrant detention facility that houses children. Congresswoman Betty Thompson says conditions are bad and taxpayers are footing the bill.
$775 per day per child.
It was another round of gains for Wall Street. The Dow was up 69 points, the S&P up 9, and the NASDAQ up 18. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved. I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Anson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Another White House official is moving to the 2020 election team. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
White House Senior Advisor for Communications Mercedes Schlapp taking a new job advising the Trump campaign. She's the latest administration official to cross over to the re-election effort ahead of the 2020 contest. Schlapp joined the White House in September of 2017 as a Senior Advisor for Strategic Communications. Campaign officials say that she will be helping with both strategy and Latino outreach thanks to her bilingual capabilities. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
House Democrats have taken the IRS to court to get President Trump's tax returns. The chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, Richard Neal, initially asked in April for 6 years of the president's personal and business tax returns. He sent a subpoena in May. They say he'll now sue the IRS, the Treasury Department, and their respective leaders, Steve Mnuchin and Charles Rettig, for the information. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A total solar eclipse was visible in South America around Chile. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more on the story.
Now, it wasn't visible to us here stateside, although if you went to NASA's website, you could have streamed the event. Dr. Michio Kaku, theoretical physicist and professor of physics at the City College in New York, tells Fox News why this was a big deal.
We are celebrating the 100th anniversary of the solar eclipse of 1919. That was incredibly important because that sealed the reputation of an obscure scientist by the name of Albert Einstein. That solar eclipse showed beyond a shadow of a doubt that light bends when it goes around the sun during an eclipse. And at that point, that was the instant that we physicists said, aha, relativity is correct, Einstein is a genius, and that was 100 years ago during a solar eclipse.
Dr. Kaku continues.
Newton says that apples and oranges bend when you throw them in a gravitational field. But a flashlight we thought goes in a straight line in a gravitational field. Nope. Light from distant stars bend as they go around the sun, which you can see during a solar eclipse. And bingo, that sealed the fate of relativity and our conception of the universe.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.